It's Friday, January 18th. Let's talk PlayStation. All right, it was another very busy week, so we'll start off with PlayStation Vita firmware 3.70, and you might be wondering, why is PlayStation Vita getting a firmware update in 2019, where Sony is stopping the manufacturing of the cartridges and soon to cease manufacturing of the system entirely? It's nothing major. There's no patch notes really telling us much of anything, software stability, this, that, and the other. I would assume it's maybe stopping a custom firmware or something like that, but it is a little kind of surprising and certainly out of left field to see a PlayStation Vita firmware update. This may very well be one of the last ones we'll ever see. But getting right into the next one, this is just a small PSA. Check your emails. If you have recently platinumed or you just have the platinum trophy for God of War, Sony's sending out emails that is giving you either a free theme or I believe it's a free avatar or something to that effect. This is just a somewhat semi-decent reminder that Sony sometimes actually does send you some pretty cool gifts if you go out of your way to platinum games. They've done this with a few games, and not even just games, more so. I mean, if you don't even platinum games, sometimes out of nowhere, and I don't know how Sony picks individuals, but if you're signed up for their marketing and promotions, email list, sometimes they just send out free codes for themes or even PSN vouchers, things like that. So always keep that in mind when you're playing on these platforms, because sometimes Sony just does that. All right, we got an update on the Uncharted movie. So if you remember, Sean Levy was supposed to direct. He has now left the project due to scheduling conflicts. Now we got Dan Trachtenberg. He recently directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, which was back in 2016. I'm not IMDb, mind you. I'm actually pretty terrible when it comes to movies. I'm not even really the guy that should be reporting on Uncharted movie news, to be honest. But so now that's a thing. The movie, I think, was supposed to be due to start filming in April. Maybe that might have been pushed back or something at this point. I don't know what the sort of timeline is at this point. So many script changes, director handovers, things like that. People being in, apparently Tom Holland is still attached to the project. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But while we're on the topic of Uncharted, there was a recent interview that I thought was pretty fascinating, so I just mentioned it real quick. Lucas Pope, he's got a pretty large degree in the video game industry. He's a video game developer, and he did work previously at Naughty Dog, and he reflected a little bit at his time at Naughty Dog, more specifically on Uncharted 1, when he had been brought onto the project. And from our understanding, and from Lucas is telling us, is that the game actually had a major shift in development 6 months prior to the game actually coming out, or at the very least, it had a sort of major overhaul to how the game played in terms of taking cover and things like that. So actually he was quoted as saying, "One of the cool things about Uncharted 1 is we had no fucking clue what we were doing." He said, "It's crazy to think when I got the job there, there was no full-time GUI tools guy. Just command line, back-end tools people." And according to the previous Naughty Dog president, Christoph Balestra, Lucas Pope was brought in to essentially save the day, and that they actually took some cues from Gears of War back then, which Gears of War had a pretty thorough and good cover system. I felt like that game, it worked for that game quite well. And so that was pretty interesting. Certainly when you see, it's fun to hear these kind of details of like a major game that comes out, right? And of course it's good, we all enjoy it, this, that, and the other, but there's always these sort of horror stories behind it of what they could have been, or they might have launched with this sort of game-breaking mechanic that may have made the game significantly worse than what it turned out to be. So that I thought was pretty cool. So here's a quick update on that Dreams beta. So very few people are in it, which is pretty unfortunate. If you look up some of the posts on Reddit and things like that, people are pretty upset because so many people didn't really get in, but they're extending the beta to 2 weeks, and they're finally sending out more invites, and apparently they're coming in waves, more or less, with what Media Molecule's doing, and it'll get to the point where essentially everybody that signed up, if they qualified for meeting the criteria of the beta, then everybody will get an invite at the sort of last phase of all these invites that are going out. But at the very least, people are getting their hands on it, and they're doing some pretty cool things. It's amazing. It seems like such a low volume of people got in that NDA that everybody signed is actually holding some significant weight, because we really haven't seen much out of that beta. And whenever there's a closed beta, you think, oh, we're not going to see anything. Well, it's the internet. Of course, somebody's going to let something out, right? But we haven't really seen a whole lot. But the details we're hearing so far is that people are doing some very impressive things with it. One thing I heard is that the game does not have split screen, but people are using the creativity tools to incorporate split screen in their creations, which I also think that's pretty awesome. Now, another thing that Sony sent out recently was an email survey to a number of people. It seems to be only hitting people in Europe, but it's asking about your opinions on the future of console gaming and the future of PlayStation. So at the top of the email, it says, Hi, we'd really like to hear your opinions on console gaming. This helps us plan for the future of PlayStation and improve the experience for you and all of our players. It won't take much of your time, and we really do appreciate you taking part. Many thanks, your Sony PlayStation team. And this does appear to be genuine. Many people have already stepped forward saying that they had gotten this email. Let me know if you've gotten this email. And there's nothing of crazy certainty in there whatsoever. There's not, you know, we can't really... It's very vague, which many of these surveys try to be. And that's the interesting part, is that sometimes these surveys are very direct when they talk about what kind of features do you want on PS4, for example. We've had a number of surveys like that over the past 5 years saying things like, you know, what would you want on PlayStation 4, PSN name changes, PS1 classics, things like that. And so Sony obviously looks at many of these things. What's interesting about this survey is that they say console gaming specifically, which leads me to believe that Sony is exploring many different avenues outside of console gaming, which Microsoft, of course, has been exploring for a while by unifying Windows and Xbox, which is not out of the norm. Many people are turning to PC. Of course, every major manufacturer and service and publisher and company is looking at streaming as a viable option. And of course, Sony is no different with PlayStation Now and offering PlayStation Now on PC. So I think they want to understand sort of where their place is. And not necessarily where their place is, but where many consumers lie in terms of where they should probably take PlayStation next. One particular base model? Do consumers still want souped-up powerful consoles that are more low-volume, like PS4 Pro? I'm sure they're looking at many different things in relations to this. Now, if you didn't see from this past week, Rocket League is officially cross-play compatible, so you can finally play this game with other platforms online. And I'm so annoyed with how Sony announced this. It was posted on the PlayStation blog as Rocket League cross-platform play open beta begins today. That's really irritating to me. This does not need to be in beta. You guys just finally surrendered and gave consumers what they wanted. And I understand many of you still hate this news story, and many of you sympathize with Sony's decision to initially block crossplay. But it is a good thing. Developers want it, other publishers want it, and that's why it should happen. I just find it so silly that they would even have the tenacity of saying, oh, the beta has started. Like, no, it's fine. This has been around for a while. This doesn't need to be tested or looked into. Just let it happen, and let it happen with more games. That's irritating to me. It's one of the most annoying things I think Sony's done in a long time. Now for this next news story, it gives us a little bit of insight into Manchester Studio. Whenever we talk about them, I mean, we don't really know a whole lot. It was formed recently, went through a name change. I forget what the first name was, Northwest Studio or something like that. Now it's Manchester Studio. And some initial job listings told us that it was a PlayStation VR team and they were doing a PlayStation VR game. And we haven't seen their game or anything like that. No announcements whatsoever. Just some initial job listings, right? Well, now we have some more job listings giving us a little idea of how big this studio is, and apparently it's not that big. So it was being described as a small but capable team of developers. So maybe this team is only going to be working on a title that's maybe not nearly as big as we initially thought it was. But the job listings also sort of describe them as saying that they want to move on to build bigger AAA experiences. So I'm not really sure what's going on here. One or two websites I've been reading said that they theorize that they're working with London Studio, which is working on Blood and Truth. And that's certainly possible. In fact, now that's somewhat upsetting to me because that seems more probable than them actually working on their own game, because Sony does that a lot. A lot of their developers collaborate, provide studio space for each other, things like that. So if anything, I'm thinking that might be the case right now, where Manchester is sort of just doing some it's not contract work because it's all Sony, but contract type work for London Studio on Blood and Truth, which is a PlayStation VR game coming out soon. Coming out this year, so maybe it's something like that, but we'll wait and see. So now we got more Death Stranding news, and boy oh boy, I'm feeling really good about my 2019 release prediction for Death Stranding. So here's what went down this week. Troy Baker, who's one of the voice actors in Death Stranding, he recently tweeted a picture of that. If you've been on Facebook, if you've been seeing that 10-year challenge nonsense that people are doing, he did that with his voice acting. So he posted Snow from Final Fantasy XIII, that was 2009, to 2019, yeah, with his character in Death Stranding. If that doesn't sort of imply that the game's coming out this year, I don't know what does. That's a pretty obvious tease to me. And then another thing that happened was Kojima recently visited Guerrilla Games and actually showed off some Death Stranding to a few people at Guerrilla Games. And he played the game himself, so this was actually Kojima manning the controller. And apparently they played the first 2 hours of the game, which, great, that tells us that the game is playable at the very beginning, the opening and whatnot, the introduction, gameplay, all that. The actual first 2 hours of this game is essentially, I don't want to say finished, but certainly you know, you can do it and you can present it to people and it looks like a polished product. And Gorilla is certainly saying that they're very impressed. I wish I could have seen what they saw. But then another thing that happened was the head of marketing and communications at Kojima Productions tweeted out a photo, and it was a very cool photo. It was a little box with the Gorilla Games and Kojima Productions logo on it. I guess this is what held the engine that they previously gave Kojima a few years back when he was visiting multiple Sony Worldwide Studios trying to figure out what engine he wanted to use for Death Stranding. Well, anyway, in that tweet he also says, the game is not complete, yet. I mean, my God, does this not tell us that this game is close to completion? I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good about it now. And, like, it was crazy because, like, just a few weeks ago, it really could have gone either way. But the teasing seems to get more and more of a type of certainty where, like, I think they are feeling more comfortable with maybe talking about this now. And it's just so weird because, like, why are we not getting a date yet? I mean, if the game's coming out this year, it should at the very least, they should tell us that it's going to come this year. But I think they're really just waiting to the point where they can give us an actual month and day. So, come on. Please, just tell us. Please let me be right. I said the fall, so I didn't want to give a specific date, obviously, because that'd be, like, impossible to guess. But I said the fall, so we'll see where it ends up. Now, moving on to our next news story, Sony was recently fined 2 million euros by the Italian antitrust because they were misleading consumers, or at least that's what they sort of came to the conclusion of, basically stating that on the packaging of games and the PlayStation website, it doesn't necessarily provide enough information to the point of people understanding that you need a PlayStation Plus subscription to play certain games online. And it certainly gets more muddy when you understand that when you go to the PlayStation Store, certain games like MMOs, those are free to play, and then some games are not. Or usually free to play games are essentially 100% free to play. It depends, right? Some games are supported, some games aren't. I couldn't even really tell you the exact list. I mean, sure, a majority of games requires it, but there is a select few that doesn't require PlayStation Plus, and they were fined 2 million euro. Now, the thing is, I'm seeing some people say that, oh, 2 million is nothing to Sony. Well, you gotta keep in mind it's still a pretty significant chunk of change, and Sony does have to either appeal this, or which I'm sure they would attempt to do if they even can do that. I'm not entirely sure or familiar with the laws, or certainly that sort of process that would happen over there. But that is something that they have to sort of add into their projections and fiscal projections and things like that. So that's not a small chunk of change, certainly. And I do feel that Sony does need to be a bit more transparent. I don't want more ugly imagery on the front of the box art, certainly, but you could put it on the back or something, or put more on the website. I do feel that there is a bit of a... I get asked that a lot, actually, in terms of what is and isn't supported, even from personal friends and whatnot. Like, oh, do I need PS Plus for this? It is a bit of an issue. Now, this next one I found pretty humorous. Verizon is testing a cloud gaming streaming service, and, you know, they don't really have a place in it, and this is a pretty good example of it. So apparently there's some screenshots of the sort of storefront or whatever that they're going to, their UI of this streaming service. And if you look at this screenshot, there's Sony exclusives in there, which of course absolutely would not be in there. This isn't even a matter of me telling you, oh, is Sony partnering with Verizon or something? Of course not. It's just Sony IP. No. So Verizon, it's just mock-up imagery, I'm assuming. There's not actually a live UI with these games in there. This is just mocked up by somebody that was given the job to mock this up to make it look like, hey, this is what this user interface is going to look like for Verizon's service. And they threw in just a bunch of miscellaneous games, not understanding that publishers and IP ownership is a bit of a conflict of interest with those with that kind of thing, right? So Verizon does not have the right to stream you Detroit Become Human or Knack or God of War or anything like that. And I think that's a good example of them not having a place in starting something like this. I would presume they want to do this for phones and tablets and whatever, right? It's Verizon. They're one of the more greedy companies out there. I mean, they're super greedy. They're a cellular network. Verizon, if you actually have the tenacity to get involved in the video game industry, hire the right people. Even if it's for a very small job that you think, whatever, we'll just put Jim on it. Well, Jim needs to play some games. For our next news story, Sony announced some special editions for Days Gone. Now remember, the game is coming out April 26th, 2019, this year, which is good. It was supposed to come out in February, but again, pushed back because February is a bit crowded. And so there's some digital deluxe versions, and that's your typical stuff, right? It's a digital deluxe version. It comes with some skins for Deacon's bike, and I think there is a downloadable art book of some sort that you can get into. But the bigger edition, the physical one that I'm sure many people are pretty interested in, it's about $150, $140 retail. That'll come with a statue. The statue looks pretty dope, I'm not gonna lie. An art book, you get some patches that you could sew onto clothing. You get a steel book, a few other things, I'm sure, an actual physical art book, and I like those a lot. I mean, you guys know me, I'm all about my physical goodies, so I'll probably get that come April 26th. But what's also coming up very soon is Resident Evil 2 and Kingdom Hearts 3, and I honestly still can't believe we're like a week away from finally getting Kingdom Hearts 3. That's kind of crazy to me. I almost still don't really believe that. And what's also coming up is Let's Talk Plus, our weekly Let's Talk PlayStation giveaway, where one of you could win a $10 PSN code. Now, you got to give me credit. That one was a smooth transition. I would like to congratulate Ruben Gutierrez. You've won this week's Let's Talk Plus. I'll be contacting you very shortly on Twitter, so keep a lookout in your DMs for winning your $10 code. Now, we got a very special Let's Talk Plus, actually, for this week, because it's an actual video game, which I wanted to do beforehand, if you remember when we did this about 20 weeks ago. But it's hard to just buy straight-up codes for certain games, or for at least smaller games. I can't afford a $60 game for you guys every single week. Sorry, I ain't making bank like that. But the kind of people behind Super Life of Pixel have reached out to me to give me some codes to give away to you guys, which is great. And I actually really enjoy this game. I reviewed it a long time ago on PlayStation Mobile. Now, if you remember, PlayStation Mobile was a very small initiative that Sony did with doing smartphone games on PlayStation and mobile phones. So you could release these games as a developer on Android or PlayStation Vita, and so I reviewed a lot of these games on PlayStation Vita, and Life of Pixel was the best one by far, because most of them were trash, honestly. But yeah, Life of Pixel was great. It was like this little pixel dude. It's a platformer, and each level is themed as a particular platform throughout history, which is, I loved the theme of it. It was so cool. And now it's Super Life of Pixel on PS4 and Vita, so I have 15 codes to give away to you guys. And these are cross-platform codes, so if you get a code, you can play it on Vita or PS4, just winning once. I have 5 North America codes, 5 Europe codes, and 5 Steam codes. So if you are into PC, you want to play the game on PC, that's fine. You are more than entitled to grab a Steam code if you do get selected, but 15 codes to give away. So follow the link down below to the Gleam website. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow Life of Pixel on Twitter. You can follow on Twitch, all this sort of entry stuff. You know what to do. Follow the link for your chance to win a copy of Super Life of Pixel. It really is a really awesome game. And I am so happy to finally be giving away an actual game. And I know that the $10 code really makes the most sense because you can use them, you know, wherever you want. But I kind of had the idea of doing it like a game giveaway every single week. And I would hope at some point I can increase the prize value of Let's Talk Plus soon, up to $20, $30, $50, probably do $60 games. The channel needs to grow a little bit more, but I hope one day that we can reach there, and thank you all so much always for your support. I do hope we can get there one day. But other than that, those are all the news stories I want to talk about with you guys from this past week. So if you didn't see, on Tuesday, I uploaded the video, why Microsoft should be afraid of Sony. We did a topic like that about a month ago in terms of why Sony should be watching Microsoft, because Microsoft bought those 7 studios. Pretty aggressive behavior. But for this one, we're actually going to look at the first 1 to 2 years of what we can expect on PlayStation 5 whenever it decides to launch, based on Sony's current lineup of developers and what they're currently working on right now. So if you didn't see, by all means, go check that out. And this coming Tuesday video, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I was kind of sort of came to this realization about a month ago in terms of like how I feel with PS4 and what's going on, and I thought, oh, you know what, that's kind of an interesting topic. So I made a video on it, and it was kind of fun to film, so by all means check that out. I'm not going to tell you though, and I think that's what we should do from now, and I don't think I should tell you what those Tuesday videos are going to be. I think this channel should be shrouded in more mystery, right? You guys don't need to know, do you? Surprises are fun sometimes, except when I make a video that takes a month long, then I have to tell you for 2 weeks straight to help me out and share it, because I don't want a month long of work to go down the drain. But again, thank you guys so much. The channel's been growing a lot lately. If you're new to the channel, thanks so much for being a part of this thing we got going on here. And I hope you enjoy all the content that we keep doing here. It's been a lot of fun. That concludes this week's episode of Let's Talk PlayStation. I'm Ryan Vadecki. Thank you all so much for talking with me, and I will see you guys next Friday.